Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you learn about the benefits of living near an active volcano, the difference between carbonated waters like club soda and sparkling water, and how procrastination can actually be good for you, if you do it right. We originally ran these stories on May 30th, 2018, and they're so good, we remastered them just for you.
Plus, stick around for a brand new recap segment at the end of today's episode to hear our fresh takes on all of today's stories. Right now, let's satisfy some curiosity.
Our top story today is about why anybody would want to live near a volcano in the first place. Turns out that actually there's a lot of good that comes from volcanoes. They have a lot to offer local residents, as long as those residents have a hasty exit plan. There are lots of agricultural, economic, and social reasons to live next to a volcano, and it all starts with the soil. Okay, so when a volcano erupts, the molten rock is called lava once it reaches the surface, but when it's still underground, it's called magma. The thing with magma coming up from underground is that it takes other things up with it, things like valuable minerals and nutrients that are then broken down to make the soil extra fertile. The result is that on volcanic soil, tomatoes grow more plump, beans grow more green, and flowers grow brighter and more plentifully. These benefits have been around for centuries, but these days, there are even more of them. In Iceland and New Zealand, for example, geothermal energy plants have become really important power sources. And of course, volcanoes are also a major draw for tourists, and that kind of money's hard to walk away from. Not to mention the cultural role that volcanoes have played throughout history in different myths, legends, and religions. But suffice it to say, living near a volcano is a lot like gambling. You just got to get out before things get too hot.
Why do you like LaCroix so much, Ashley?
Because it's awesome. It's like water, except better.
I can't get into it.
Oh, it's so good.
Everywhere I've ever worked, everybody's so into it. What is LaCroix? Is it seltzer water? Is it sparkling water? Do you know?
It's magic is what it is.
All right, well, we're not talking about LaCroix today. I was just asking because I know that's very popular. And so are lots of other carbonated beverages. Like, what's the difference between club soda, seltzer water, sparkling water, and tonic water?
I have no idea, actually.
Well, we're going to answer that question right now.
Perfect.
Okay, so first off, club soda, seltzer water, sparkling water, tonic water. They're all different types of carbonated drinks. They have different processing methods and very small amounts of added minerals, and that's where you get the variety. So we'll go down the list. First is sparkling water, or sparkling mineral water if you want to get fancy. It's naturally carbonated and it comes from springs or wells with fizzy carbonation. It might have trace minerals, including things like sodium, magnesium, and calcium, and it can taste very different depending on where it came from for that reason. You don't usually drink this as part of a cocktail because the flavors can vary.
And it's a little more expensive too.
And there's that. Then there's seltzer water. This is just water that's been artificially carbonated. No minerals or other additives, which means no additional flavors. So seltzer water is a good option for mixing in flavors like citrus. So if you have like a soda stream and you carbonate the water, then you're making seltzer water. It's just carbonated water. Seltzer water gets its name from the German town of Selters, which was known for its natural springs. Then there's club soda. It's like a combination of sparkling water and seltzer water. Club soda has added minerals, just like sparkling water does, but it's artificially carbonated like seltzer water. The minerals most commonly added to club soda can give it a slightly saltier taste than other waters, but it's similar enough to seltzer water that the two can be used pretty much interchangeably in cocktails, depending on how sensitive your taste buds are. So club soda and seltzer water, not that different. Last, we have tonic water. Just like club soda, tonic water is both carbonated and contains added minerals, but it contains quinine. That's a compound that comes from the bark of cinchona trees. Hundreds of years ago, when people had malaria, they would soak cinchona bark in water and drink the water. And because quinine is so bitter, someone along the way added sugar and carbonation, and also gin, to help the drink go down easier.
You know, there's actually Kraft tonic water that you can get. It's not just a thing that you buy in the grocery store. It tastes very different depending on who makes it.
So varying levels of bitterness, I guess.
Yeah. If you're a real gin and tonic snob, you get like Kraft tonic water.
Shout out to our listeners in the UK.
Yeah.
They make a mean gin and tonic. So to recap, sparkling water is just naturally carbonated water with a few trace minerals. Seltzer water and club soda are both artificially carbonated water, but club soda has some added minerals for flavor, and tonic water is carbonated and has added minerals that make it taste bitter. Got all that? Pro tip, if you love LaCroix like Ashley does, but you want to save a lot of money, buy a soda stream. I got one a few years ago, and it has saved us a ridiculous amount of money. You hit the button, you carbonate your water, you pour in just a little bit of grapefruit juice or whatever flavor you want, and it tastes like LaCroix, some might say, or like a little carbonated fruit juice. Do you ever do that with the flavors?
Sometimes. Mostly I just like the regular water. It's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cody, are you a procrastinator?
Can I tell you in 5 minutes?
Well, some experts think putting off your work actually isn't such a bad thing.
Really?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about how not working can work for you. One guy who knows a lot about procrastination is Frank Partnoy. He's a corporate lawyer who wrote the book Wait, The Art and Science of Delay. And he says that procrastination isn't just something lazy people do. It's a universal state of being for humans. He says it's inevitable. And that's why you need to learn how to procrastinate. So try this two-step process. Step one, ask yourself, what is the absolute last moment that I can do this thing or make this decision? Step two, wait until that moment to do it. That gives you more time to think about your decision, weigh all the factors, and make room for any unexpected events that might influence how you go about your choice. Say your friend invited you to this show they're doing, and you know you need to go, and you know you need to buy a ticket, but you just haven't yet. And you're waiting and you're waiting. Well, have you ever maybe bought that ticket and then seen the next day that, oh, there was actually a discount code you could have used?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a reason to wait. I mean, it might get sold out and that's bad, but then you have an excuse to stay home, so whatever.
Sure.
But here are a few other ways that you can procrastinate the right way. First, plan your time wisely. Remember that the last second might be sooner than you think. If you need to write a 500-word essay, you have to plan for more than just the amount of time it takes to write 500 words. There's research and outlining and proofreading you have to think about, too. Another good strategy is to stack your tasks. So you're waiting 2 hours before you have to start on that essay. Sure. What should you do in the meantime? Is there an email you need to reply to? Some papers that need organizing? Use that free time you suddenly have from procrastinating to get something else done.
So don't procrastinate everything at the same time.
Right. The magic is that if you're procrastinating one thing, you'll stop procrastinating on another thing. And then you're not really procrastinating at all. You just kind of think you are.
Procrastination in moderation.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Past Ashley. And now we're back in 2021. It's now. Not then, now. It's now. So let's do a quick recap of what we learned today.
Well, we learned that there are a lot of benefits to living near an active volcano. The soil is more fertile, thanks to magma bringing minerals and nutrients up to the surface. Volcanoes have also played an important cultural and religious role in a lot of societies. More recently in human history, other benefits like geothermal energy plants and increased tourism have helped local economies. Still, having a quick and easy escape plan is pretty key. You know how I learned about this?
On vacation.
No, playing Sid Meier's Civilization 6, because in the game, you can build a city near an active volcano and you yield better crops and food for your city when it's next to a volcano, just like in real life, except sometimes in the game, a volcano will erupt and it'll destroy your improvements from that city. But then after it happens, you get higher yields again. So it's very similar to real life. I don't know why I'm on this kick talking about games all week and how much I've learned from them, but I guess, I don't know, that's just who I am. So
I mean, you know, we've talked about this. Like, games aren't just entertainment. They can be educational. Absolutely.
'Tis true.
I still say absolutely all the time, apparently. And we learned that there are differences between sparkling water, seltzer water, club soda, and tonic water. Sparkling water is just naturally carbonated water with a few trace minerals, while seltzer water is artificially carbonated water. You get club soda when you add minerals to that artificially carbonated seltzer water for flavor. And tonic water contains quinine, which makes it taste bitter, and which is why it also has sugar these days to help it go down easier. After all, we're not drinking the quinine to cure malaria anymore. We're drinking it because it goes great with gin.
Also, quinine comes from the bark of the cinchona tree, not the kinkona tree. Apparently, I didn't know how to pronounce things consistently back in 2018.
His early days. You know, I blame this story for being a total dweeb at bars when I just want sparkling water. But like, I'm not sure if they have sparkling water or mineral water or just seltzer or whatever. Like, I don't know what like particular type of sparkling water they have. So I'll be like, can I just have a bubbly? Can I have bubbly water? Can it please? It's just the bubbles. Can I have some bubbles? And they're like, do you want sparkling water? Or do you want seltzer? I'm like, oh yeah, the sparkling water. Thanks. But it's like, I never know what they have. So yeah. Bubbles. You just say bubbles.
It's like when I ask for a Mountain Dew and they say we have Mellow Yellow, and then I literally flip the table.
What place on earth has Mellow Yellow instead of Mountain Dew?
Anywhere that serves Coke.
Really?
Because Mountain Dew is a Pepsi product. Take it from a guy whose only soft drink he will drink, period, is Mountain Dew.
You are an expert in this topic.
I am an expert in this topic. There are fast food restaurants and movie theaters I have stopped going to because they've switched over to Coke.
Amazing.
I'm the worst. We also learned that you can make procrastination work for you. Just plan ahead and calculate how much time you'll actually need to do the task so that you really can do it last minute. And that way, if you wait till the last minute to make a presentation that'll take you 3 hours, you actually start 3 hours before it's due, not 2 hours. I have made mistakes in my past. And try to do some little odds and ends while you're putting off your work. I mean, the last thing you want is to be sitting on top of a huge task and an inbox full of emails. Work smarter, not harder.
I am the type of person who tries to do things as soon as humanly possible. Like, I'm so afraid of procrastinating that I will do things actually too early. And it turns out that there are tasks that you can do too early. Things that where you do them several months in advance, they end up expiring and you have to do them again. That kind of thing. So basically what I'm saying is a little bit of procrastination is good for you.
My favorite thing is when I put off doing something and then I get an email a couple days before it's due saying, I don't need this anymore. Boom.
That's great.
It's the best.
And that also has happened to me a lot where I've done it already. And then they say, I don't need it anymore. I'm like, oh, but I was so on top of it. Happens too much.
Got to be flexible.
Absolutely. There it is again. Today's writers were Ruben Westmus and Joni Folletto.
Our managing editor is Ashley Hamer.
Our producer and audio editor is Cody Goff.
You should absolutely join us again tomorrow for a brand new episode of Curiosity Daily to learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.